Catherine Feeney on ABC Radio, Brisbane and Queensland.
You sure are. It's 25 minutes to three. Now, they are among the largest mammals on the planet, and they make some of the most beautiful sounds you could ever hear. Whales. Well, hello. G'day there. You're lucky enough to live in their neighbourhood. Maybe you've been lucky enough to have seen a whale or two. But for one Brisbane man, making music with and for the whales has been something very special, making melodies beneath the waves. You're going to meet this cellist and composer. His name is Robert Nags, and you're going to take a trip with him into the subarctic waters of Canada. That's coming up next here on ABC Radio, Brisbane and Gold Coast.
The ABC, celebrating the UN Year of Indigenous Languages.
Yeah, Mina Tessa Atto, Mina Luna, Mina Kani Palawakani. Hello, my name is Tessa Atto. I'm a Pakana woman. I'm speaking Palawakani, the language of Tasmanian Aborigines. Did you know the original name of Macquarie River was Tina Mirakuna in Palawakani, the language of Tasmanian Aborigines?
Find more place name stories at abc.net.au/thisplace.
When you think of the cello, what do you see? An orchestra, maybe a busker? There's an audience, maybe in a concert hall or auditorium. Maybe you're picturing a group of people gathered round to have a listen and throw coins into a hat. Well, one Brisbane man makes his music on a cello to play beneath the sea. And he has a very special audience, beluga whales. And not only do they listen, sometimes they join in. That is the sound of Rob Nags playing his cello to a group of beluga whales in the subarctic waters of Canada. You could hear them. I can't believe it. It's brilliant. They're singing back. Well, today Rob's home in the much warmer climes of Brisbane, and I am fascinated to hear your story, Rob. May I just mention, though, that while it's a balmy 32 degrees in Brisbane right now, back in Churchill, where you have been, it's minus 36 degrees. So are you happy to be home?
Yes and no. I'm honestly not surprised that it's actually minus 36 in Churchill. That's probably not even including wind chill.
Oh, gosh. So, but it feels a lot more cold.
Yeah. So you have to recognize people by their jackets as opposed to their faces in that temperature. So,
as if you care about people. Oh, you only care about the whales.
Yeah, apparently you only care about animals and climate and whatever.
So. How is it that you came to be playing cello music to beluga whales in Canada?
Well, I gave up music for a little while. I decided to go traveling for a few years, and by one way or another, I ended up in Churchill with a job, and I was just surrounded by all this beauty and all this inspiring magic up in Churchill. So, you know, you've got the polar bears, you know, Churchill's known as the polar bear capital of the world. You've got amazing northern lights. But little did I know that I was going to come across thousands of beluga whales migrating through Churchill every summer.
What were you doing there?
I was working in hospitality. I was also running an open mic night. So I had to learn to, you know, love country and learn to play country for a little while.
Yeah, right.
So then I just saved up enough money to buy this cello and managed to talk this tour company into letting me go out onto a boat and play for beluga whales.
I mean, the way you say it now, and it seems like so obvious, right? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Right. Onto a boat, bring cello, play music.
It's a well-beaten path now, so everybody's going to go out on boats and play.
What did they say, though, with this boat company when you
approached
them?
Oh, they were just like, you're mad. You are absolutely mad.
You're crazy.
You're crazy. But yeah, they gave me a shot, and I'm so grateful for it. So this boat we actually went out on was owned by Explore.org, who are this amazing website company that transmit visualizations of cameras all over the world, capturing nature live. So you can live stream all this stuff. You can watch bees in Germany. You can watch whales in South Africa. You can watch sharks in South Africa, all online. And this one boat, you can watch beluga whales live in Churchill, Manitoba. So they've got a camera above and a camera below, and you're able to watch these belugas kind of swimming into the camera, and you can hear them vocalizing as well. It's incredible.
So did you see this before you went up?
I only found out about it once I got to Churchill. There was a man called Neil Mumby who would go out in this boat, and he'd have this radio where he'd be playing Beatles music, and they'd be following along because they could hear the Beatles.
Well, of course.
Yeah,
right?
Like, beluga's favorite music is Beatles.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you thought, I'm going to do better than the Beatles.
Oh, I'll try.
You know. I'm this bloke from Brisbane with a cello and a desire to...
In the beluga world, I'm bigger than the Beatles, obviously.
That's what they tell you.
Yeah.
To your face. So you hop on this boat with your cello, plug it into a microphone and lower it over the side.
I've only got an amplifier that I put face down and used the boat as a resonator.
Okay.
So I'm not being too intrusive of their environment. The amazing thing is, though, these are wild belugas. They've got a full Hudson Bay to swim away into if they didn't want to listen to this music. So the fact these belugas were approaching the boat, we'd have these baby belugas led on by their mothers to approach the boat. It's incredible.
How does that feel? Do you feel it in your body? Do you get tingles? Does it hit your head? I mean, you're trying to concentrate
pretty
on the
much.
Music as well.
Well,
right?
I'm lucky where I can set a loop and enjoy the magic of, you know, having these whales approach the boat and vocalize back. I did have a microphone in the water, so we were able to actually listen to what the belugas were doing.
And are you watching them on the TV at the same time?
No, so I'd be in the boat and I'd be seeing these pods of belugas approaching from afar.
Underneath,
yeah,
under the water.
Underneath, and you can see the just
shadows.
Yeah.
Wow.
If the water clarity is awesome, you can just watch them for hours, honestly.
So they come up, they listen, and when they first started singing back to you, Rob Nags, did you feel they were enthusiastic? Were they a welcoming crowd?
Well, who knows? Like, they could have been really mad or they could have been really loving it. I've been talking to a scientist out in Vancouver called Valeria Vergara, who studies these beluga vocalizations. So she's probably the only one in the world who can actually tell me what these belugas are saying in response to the music. So hopefully we're going to team up one day again and figure out what they're actually
Magic.
Saying.
Okay. Yeah. So any plan? I mean, you're from Brisbane. You're here at the moment. You're heading back up shortly up north, aren't you?
Hopefully in July, yeah.
But that we've got whales here, mate. Like, any plans to play music to the local whale population?
We'll see. I reckon the belugas will get a little bit jealous, but, you know.
Word might get around the ocean.
Yeah.
He's cheating us. The South Pacific Tour. You have actually composed, Rob Nags, a piece of music about playing for the whales. We're going to have a listen to it in a little bit, but can you tell me about this piece of music? What are we hearing in it?
So I wrote this composition well before I even started playing for whales. I composed this piece of music while busking underneath the humpback whales at the Queensland Museum. So I went to QUT, Kelvin Grove. I studied my music degree there. But every day I would have to pass the Queensland Museum and I'd look up and see these humpback whale replicas suspended from the ceiling. And everybody knows who walks through that hall how reverberant and echoey it is in there. So imagine a cello in there playing these big, beautiful, melancholy melodies. And I was inspired by that, so I wrote this piece. It's called A Natural Response, and we're going to listen to it in a little bit.
Here we go. You're on ABC Radio, Brisbane and Gold Coast. This is Music for Whales by Rob Nags.
Thank you.
ABC Radio Brisbane and Gold Coast. That is an original composition by local cellist and composer Rob Nags. The album is Foreshore, Rob, is that right?
Correct.
And yeah. That song was called...
A Natural Response.
And it was written after your experience in Canada playing music to whales, hearing them singing back to you. Gorgeous, just gorgeous music. I think we're going to have you on again, because you're going to go and play to some other marine life, hopefully, in the near future.
Well, yeah, fingers crossed. I'm actually talking to a couple of people about going to Tangalooma to go and play for some dolphins up there.
So. All right. Well, I'll be curious to hear what sort of music dolphins respond to in comparison to whales. I mean, that was big and beautiful and melodic and majestic.
I'm feeling like some dance music would have worked there. So,
Okay, great. Awesome. Cannot wait to see what you come up with. Thank you so much for joining us on the program this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
If you would like to find out more about Rob Nags, local composer, cellist, man who makes melodies beneath the waves for the whales, you can find out more at his website. Just head to robnags.com. That's robnags.com.
Catherine Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.